From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today the question is, what's the best way to motivate millennials? I have to say that I get really tired of hearing managers ridicule millennials. I've heard it all. They're entitled. They all got medals just for showing up when they were kids. They're narcissistic and they're needy. Look, maybe some are, but so are many workers of all generations. But since millennials have been labeled that way, some managers just tend to go there as an excuse, going to those broad generalizations rather than thinking about what they as managers could do, what skills and talents they need to help them succeed. Now, motivation is tricky. First of all, we tend to think that what motivates us must motivate everybody. Well, that's not the case. We are all different. We're influenced by our upbringing, our life and times, our past experiences, and our personalities. Baby boomers, for example, were brought up in very top-down leadership times, more of a military style. The boss was the general. The troops followed orders, whether they were barked or whispered. And new hires went through boot camp, doing grunt work and paying dues. Now, if you kept your nose clean, if you did your work, if you were loyal, you had a job for life, right? Well, that was then. Today's generation of employees has seen its parents' lives disrupted by downsizing and layoffs. No matter whether their parents were talented and loyal, those layoffs, well, they were just business. Job security is a thing of the past. Millennials are less loyal to companies. They see themselves almost as free agents. But that's where you as a great boss can come in, because they may become loyal to you. If you know what motivates your youngest staff, you both win. They perform at a higher level for however long they're with you, and you grow a strong team that attracts other good workers. So here are some keys to understanding millennials. First, many millennials want a sense of purpose in their work. Their high schools and colleges, many of them, required community service, so that experience influenced their worldview. They want something that's meaningful. Now, even if your field just seems like cold, hard business, there's purpose in it, too. Don't shy away from talking about that with millennials just because you're afraid of sounding corny. Here's a second thing. It is not needy to want feedback. Maybe your boss didn't provide much and you got along okay back in the day. But back in the day, you waited a long time for lots of info. I mean, you waited each month to know what your bank statement would be or what your credit card balance is. You waited a full quarter for your report card to come to know what your grades were. You waited to call your parents long distance until Sunday when the rates were cheaper. Today, we all get info instantly. We always know where we stand, except at work, if we don't have a boss who really cares about providing feedback. So yes, for millennials, an annual review simply isn't sufficient. They're being kept in the dark. All they want is ongoing feedback to know how they're doing, and it makes a huge difference. Number three. Millennials are digital natives, that's true. They appreciate managers who give them credit for that as an advantage. Managers who don't downplay it because it's not a skill the boss has. And they don't treat them like free IT support without acknowledging the value of that help. And those bosses listen when millennials suggest digital solutions, even if those solutions are scary territory for old schoolers. A few other things that are common to millennials. They value diversity. Their schools have always brought kids of all kinds together. Classmates with disabilities weren't isolated, they were mainstreamed. There were gay-straight alliance clubs in the schools. And music was always multicultural and multigenerational. They've done a lot of work in teams, and they like the socialization of working on a team. Millennials do not respond to bad-tempered bosses who scream and swear. Maybe your boss did back in the day, but this is a generation that was raised with the warning over and over from authorities that if someone does something that's bullying, that's threatening, or that makes you uncomfortable, you report it. Now, when I shared that at a management workshop, one of the managers said, "Oh, that's why HR gets complaints when I yell at someone." Yes, Times have changed. You can be tough, but not mean and profane. Yes, be tough. Also be clear about your standards. Set goals and share metrics with people so they know what progress looks like and how it's measured. Three keys to millennial motivation: inspire, inform, involve. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.